Hello, it's August 29th, 2014, the week where we saw Western Dressler return to the Rough Riders. I'm Dan Gold from Martin Charlton Communications. On a day-to-day basis, I work with our clients on their digital strategy. Now, that can be anything from their social media to website builds to apps and the content which populates these outlets. Because, of course, each of these is a shop window to your organisation. Today, we're going to be looking at privacy. No, not social media profile privacy, but privacy when it comes to your domain name registration. There are a number of ways that you can register that name. You can use a local provider, or you can just go online and use one of the big companies like GoDaddy or Bluehost. It's very important that you do check that any details you put in there have the highest level of privacy. You'll see that there's an option for hide my details or privacy. This is important because many people put their own home address when they're filling out the registration details, because obviously they correspond with the payment card. This isn't an issue if you're registering the domain name against the business address if you've got a bricks and mortar organisation, i.e. a store or an office somewhere. But if you work from home, do you really want to publicise to anyone your home address? It's very simple to find out whether you're protected already. You can use a service such as who.is or whois.net. They're both comparable. And basically put your domain name into the search box. Scroll down. If you see your home address and too much information, get in touch with whoever you'd registered your domain name with and get it changed. You may have to pay a fee to get that information hidden. For strategic digital advice, get in touch with Martin Charlton Communications, 306 584 1000.